Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 77, for Thursday, August 21st, 2014. I'm in the car again, driving back up to North Carolina. So again, you may hear, I think I'm on pretty good pavement for the next little bit, but I'm going to try and finish this up before I get to an area where we get a lot of road noise. Hopefully it's not too bad. Events have again interrupted my planned schedule, as there's the sad news that at about 11:20 p.m. last night, P.G. Holyfield died, just an hour and a half after I posted my last podcast, where I was talking about the fact that he was sick. It's terrible news, and my heart and my thoughts go out to the family and the friends. People like Chooch and Viv, who were there with him at the end, and I'm just so sorry. It's just such a terrible thing that's happened. Terrible. There's still, as far as I know, the fund that I mentioned is still up at a. I can't remember WeFund. I can't remember the domain name. I know that after the slash, like the account within the domain is a. GoFundMe, maybe? GoFundMe.com/PGFund. And I'll make sure to put the link in the show notes again. I'm going to go make another donation. And I'd encourage, as long as it's up, that would be great if people were able to do that to help out the family, his daughters, in the aftermath of this. It's going to be... Can be rough. I was thinking, I've heard a number of podcasters here on the Dog Days talking about it. Some people who knew PG, you know, as an acquaintance like I did, some people who knew him very, very well. I know a number of us are going to be at Dragon Con in a week. And I just can't imagine it's going to be, the shadow of this event is still going to be hanging heavy. I guess the best thing for us to do is to try to remember the good times and try to celebrate all the good things and all the great things we can think about. I guess that would be the best thing to do, but I imagine it's still going to be heavy in a lot of people's hearts. So I thought about Dragon Con again today, and another thing in the whole thought about friends and such. I was driving... in downtown Atlanta to go have lunch with a couple friends today, and I was near Centennial Park, and I stopped at an intersection, and a whole gaggle of people ran across in front of me, and I thought about the sunlight popped into my head. We're getting very close to one of my favorite times of the year, like the Wednesday before Dragon Con. It's kind of a magical change, like within MARTA and within the walking area of downtown Atlanta, which doesn't really have a lot of people during the evening. Atlanta is one of those downtowns that unless there's a big convention in town for some reason, plenty of people come into Midtown and downtown from the suburbs during the day to work, but they almost all leave. Atlanta downtown at night is pretty quiet, but that Wednesday before Dragon Con, you start to see a new type of people, my type of people, on MARTA and walking around between the convention hotels and the various other overflow hotels, because there are many, many more people coming to Dragon Con that can just fit in the convention hotels. What are they? Although I think they're up to 6 convention hotels, at least 5, I know, and I think it's actually 6 convention hotels now. So this time next week, the people crossing in front of me are going to be, looking at registration materials and figuring out panels that they're going to, and wearing my kind of t-shirts and costumes and everything else. It's going to be a fun time. And I mentioned, because I had one of the people I was going to lunch with in the car with me, and I was like, I mentioned that whole thing and talked about my tribe. I was like, oh, my tribe's coming. He liked that word. I'm pretty sure I got that from Dave Slusher. I mean, not that I didn't know the word before, but the use of it in this context I got from Dave Slusher. He talks about his tribe as well. And I really feel that about Dragon Con and about podcasters and just, you know, that general, you know, that's a subgenre within the whole Dragon Con contingent, you know, but gamers and there's just a camaraderie, you know, within the clan or the tribe or whatever you want to call it that I really enjoy. And thinking about losing somebody out of that group, it just, it's difficult for me. I'm not a person who's had a huge amount of death in my life. I mean, I've had some, but not an enormous amount of it. I've had plenty of loss and plenty of grief, though, and those things I can understand. That's part of why my heart goes out so much. But it did make me think about friends and stuff as well. And I know that I'm not the most demonstrative friend. I like my friends. I enjoy my friendships very much. I don't always talk about it or demonstrate that very well, except of people that are the handful of people that are very, very close to me. But people can rest assured that if I seek you out, you know, whether it's online, on Google+, Facebook, or at a convention or anything, or you know, at work, the people that I am friends with at work, if I seek you out and seek to engage with you, I consider you my friend, and I thank you very much for that. And I probably should do a better job of doing that, because you know, life is fleeting, life is changing. You know, I think there's going to be some interesting changes in the rest of 2014 for me, and may change some things, and I need to make sure that I'm letting people know that I care about them. So not trying to make this super sappy or anything, so but those just were some things that I was thinking about, and once again, my sincere deepest condolences to all of PG's family and close friends. Alrighty, let's try a little bit better. Not better, but lighter note. I had something else lined up to talk about. Dang it. I wasn't going to try and get into anything deep like the Nexus 5. I guess that's pushed off again until tomorrow. I had some other minor... crap. It is not coming to me. And I'm only going to give it a few more seconds. Well, one little minor thing I did when I was up working last night. I was up for a couple hours for a migration. And database migrations are... sometimes they're fairly long, but... sometimes they're fairly long. But oftentimes my work is not all that terribly long, except I still have to be present. At least checking in, but it's easier to just be present, you know, on the call or watch an email or whatever in case... as if something goes bad with a application migration that includes database migration, you know, database changes. So if you're going to roll the database or going to roll the application stuff back, you're going to roll the database back too, and that's the long part. Database updates, you know, migrations usually not that long, unless you're moving a lot of data, transforming it, whatever. But restoring a database that's proportional to the size of the database, and they can get big nowadays. So it's usually best to be around and watching so that if you do need to do it, you can get it started as soon as possible. So I was online for a couple hours, like 15 minutes worth of actual work, and then an hour and a half-ish of sitting and watching. And in the meantime, while I was doing that, I did get a thing accomplished. I think I mentioned the other day that finally my Last FM podcast account has started working, and I'm getting good push notifications from the from my phone every time I do some podcasting, and so I went back and tracked down a Last FM widget that I wanted to use and plopped it on my homepage at kinzart.com. So now you can see the podcast that I'm listening to there, which I just thought was cool. I like that sort of thing. So it was a fun little thing that I could do while, you know, with half of my attention while I was keeping an eyeball on my email for work last night. So, I guess that's about it. We got 10 minutes in the can, basically. And we're driving, and it's possible that most of this is only semi-uh, semi-audible due to the road noise, so I'm not going to push this longer. We'll talk again tomorrow. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The show is at kenzoid.com, K-E-N-Z-O-I-D.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter handle is Kenzoid. Google Plus and Facebook profiles are linked in the show notes. And you're welcome to leave comments at kenzoid.com. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed. Attribution share alike 3.0 United States. I think that's it. So thanks so much, everybody. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.